This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, April 30th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Downey. Here's today's headlines. DWR adds 10% bump to water allocations. Budget cut might be modified. And Craig guns for a Senate seat. DWR inches up allocations another 10%. The Department of Water Resources is giving a 10% bump to state water project allocations to 50% of contracted amounts. The change mirrors the Bureau of Reclamation's 10% modification for Central Valley project allocations on Monday and likely the final adjustment for the year. As California transitions to the dry season, reservoirs are sitting at 118% of normal, with the four largest nearly full. Lake Oroville is anticipated to release water to prevent overtopping the reservoir. The statewide snowpack, in the meantime, is at 90% of average. According to weather analyst Colin McCarthy, it has been a few decades since the state last saw multiple years in a row with healthy reservoir levels like this. State Water Contractors General Manager Jennifer Pierre lamented that despite the positive conditions, California has maintained conservative allocations each year, and the Delta pumps are functioning at half capacity. Pierre called for immediate attention and science-based action to address the mismatch in hydrology and supplies. Labor Secretary gets Central Valley tour. GOP Representative Vince Fong of California hosted Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer in his district on Monday for a tour of Central Valley businesses. They met with Fresno County Economic Development Corporation to discuss job growth and training strategies in the region. They also spoke with the California Resources Corporation to learn about local energy facilities and receive, quote, an exclusive preview of upcoming projects. From demand-focused job training to strengthening our energy security, the Central Valley is at the cutting edge of economic development, the secretary said in a statement. The visit marks another stop along Chavez de Remer's America at Work tour. Could the House Ag budget target be reduced? Republicans on the House Ag Committee are planning to move their piece of the giant GOP budget reconciliation bill next week, but they've still got to agree on how they're going to achieve the savings they need. Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania told members of the North American Agriculture Journalists yesterday that the instruction to the committee to cut $230 billion could be modified. He cited White House opposition to cutting SNAP benefits. Thompson also has run into opposition to the idea of requiring states to share the cost of SNAP. He said, we just don't have that much in our jurisdiction, to tell you the truth, to reach that level. He was speaking of the $230 billion target the committee has been assigned. Senate race opens door for new House Ag Democratic leader. The top Democrat on the House Ag Committee, Representative Angie Craig of Minnesota, has officially announced her run to fill retiring Democrat Senator Tina Smith's seat. Smith announced in February that she would not seek re-election at the end of her term. Others have also entered the race, including State Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan and former State Senator Melissa Lopez Franzen. Craig was elected as the ranking member of the Ag Committee over then-ranking member David Scott of Georgia, longtime committee member Jim Costa of California. With Craig now running for the seat, the ranking position on the committee will reopen. Representative Jill Takuda of Hawaii said, there is a heavy bench of members that could take on that role. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Bessent touts strategic uncertainty in trade talks. Lawmakers skeptical. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says uncertainty surrounding U.S. tariffs, a source of leverage in trade talks with foreign officials, what he is branding, quote, strategic uncertainty. President Trump creates what I call strategic uncertainty in the negotiations, Bessent told reporters in a Tuesday morning briefing. He said certainty is not necessarily a good thing in negotiations. Bessent's comments echo those he made on Sunday during an appearance on ABC, in which he argued keeping trading partners in the dark over U.S. tariff policy creates negotiating leverage. But lawmakers don't see it that way, and nor, it seems, do the wider public. Multiple lawmakers told AgriPulse that during recess conversations with constituents, tariff uncertainty was a recurring complaint. I don't know what Bessent is talking about, Senate Finance Committee ranking member Ron Wyden of Oregon said. My constituents do not like the uncertainty and the chaos. Similarly, Ways and Means ranking member Richard Neal of Massachusetts said administration officials are, quote, trying to spend their way out of the problem that they got themselves into. Now take note, even Texas GOP Senator Ted Cruz said he's fielding complaints. He said yesterday that without exception, small business owners he's been speaking to, quote, would prefer greater certainty on tariffs. Climate researchers told they can stop working on a national report. The Trump administration dismissing scientists working on a comprehensive analysis of the impacts of climate change, including on agricultural production. Numerous news outlets reported that researchers on the National Climate Assessment received an email saying the report is being re-evaluated, telling them their contributions were no longer needed. No list of researchers was available, but USDA scientists have been key contributors to past reports. The assessment is supposed to be conducted at least every 4 years. The 1990 law mandating the report says it analyzes the impact on the natural environment, agriculture, energy production and use, land and water resources, transportation, human health and welfare, human social systems, and biological diversity. Here's today's final word. When we talk about immigration, it's personal to me. It's personal to all of you. That Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas hosting a community meeting last week with United Farm Workers and two dozen advocacy groups on protecting undocumented residents from federal immigration crackdowns. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, April 30th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Downey.